I told you.
Margot at the Wedding is a new film written and directed by Noah Baumbach, who brought us The Squid and the Whale, one of my favorite movies from a few years back.
You know what I tried the other day? Sitting down to pee. Have you done this, Jim?
No.
This film is another sharp-edged tableau of family dysfunction. It's played sometimes for laughs and sometimes just to make you cringe at how horrible and mean people can be to one another.
Seems I'm pregnant.
At the center of the drama are two sisters, played by Nicole Kidman and Jennifer Jason Leigh. Kidman plays Margot, who travels up to her sister Pauline, that's Jennifer Jason Leigh's wedding. Margot brings her son, a teenager named Claude, played by a wonderful young actor named Zach Payeth.
She got into Harvard early.
Stupid people get into Harvard early all the time.
We meet Pauline, her husband-to-be, played by Jack Black, and her daughter, Claude's cousin. And mostly what happens is that these people just seem so awful and mean and cruel, and of course that's the sign that they all really love each other very much. There's a lot of very fine insight and very fine acting in this movie. It's, for the most part, well-written, well-observed, well-thought-out. What I like most about it is that Baumbach, who's always been a very good writer, is really pushing himself as a filmmaker. It feels almost like a French movie in the way that it plunges you into these very particular individual lives without giving you a lot of explanation about what's going on.
It's hard, I think, to find people in the world you love more than your family. You're your mom's favorite.
But it doesn't really have a very persuasive dramatic shape, so that by the end you feel like Baumbach is just multiplying incidents and big emotional moments and bringing on the tears and the horrible slapstick violence and kind of turning up the volume and spreading the misery around rather than bringing it to a point and telling us a story and giving us a way to relate to these characters other than just being appalled by their behavior and relieved that we don't actually know them in real life.
And she can be scary when she's angry. Whatever she says, like if she tells you she's leaving your father, just know, well, she often changes her mind.